Little Red Riding Hood. There was once a little girl who was passionate about one particular coat. She loved the coat so much that she refused to go outside without it. She had an absolute obsession with the coat. Isn't that odd? So, here is this little girl, and all her neighbors referred to her as Little Red Riding Hood. One day her mother gave her a basket and told her to go down to Nana's cottage in the woods with some mince pies and apple tarts. Red, you know who that is, don't you, was always pleased to visit her dear Nana. So you can probably guess which coat she put on. Yes, you're right. And off she went. Remember, her mother said as she left the house, do not wander from the narrow path and you will be safe. Do not go deep into the woods. Okay, Mom, Red said. Her mother was always telling her that, Red thought. Why do mothers keep repeating themselves? Yawn. Off she went, swinging her basket of goodies for her Nana. But hiding behind a tree, watching her skip along, was a great gray wolf. He licked his slobbering lips with his long, wet tongue as he saw her passing by. There was nothing that he would rather swallow than a little girl. So he crept from tree to tree and hurried on 100 meters and sat on a rock waiting for her to arrive. He lay back as restfully as he could and smiled as sweetly as he could, and when she came round the bend, there he was, looking like a puppy waiting for its tummy to be tickled. Hi there, pretty girl, he called out. Red slowed down, fascinated with the sight of a relaxed and harmless big dog.
Hi,
she said a little quietly.
What a heavy basket you are carrying, he said.
No, it's not very heavy. It is simply filled with cakes that Mummy has made for Nana in her cottage down by the stream.
Oh, good, said the wolf. And how is her husband these days?
Oh, he died many years ago. She lives all by herself, but she is very happy, and all her children call and see her every week.
That's good, he said. Well, it was nice talking to you.
And to you, too, said Red.
Then the wolf said to her,
Have you seen those beautiful bluebells and tulips growing over there? I'm sure that Nana would love to have a bunch of them in her vase on the table.